goes on, yeah. Just another manic Monday. Hodgehuds LA on a Monday edition.
With the coach.
With the coach. And Coach CJ Robinson back once again. Welcome back.
I prefer to go by my radio name, Rude Star Coach. All right.
Rude Star Coach or Coach Rude Star?
Coach Rude Star.
Coach Rude Star it is. Back on a Monday edition.
Yeah, I couldn't get enough from last week, so I thought I'd come back for another video blog slash podcast action.
And I couldn't do it last night because Patriots Colts, which I will talk at length about in a minute. I had other shit going on. And then today I sat at a freaking conference, an English conference.
Exciting.
I'm an English teacher, and I'm sitting there feeling like a fraud the whole time because I have no interest in, you know, these people are fucking way different than I am. I'm sitting there and doing the math in my head. Those conferences, they cost like 15, 20 grand to put on. They feed you. There's like 60 people on there. They all have substitute teachers in.
Yeah.
I wish there was some like watchdog group that would go in, and because people always say, oh, they need to have more money in education. They have plenty of money in education. They just fucking misappropriate it.
Yeah.
But nobody pays attention.
Yeah.
I digress. It was horrible sitting there all day, but it gave me kind of a long weekend. And when
do you get to pick and choose your substitute teacher who's going to fill in for you?
I can request.
Yeah.
Sure. But I don't. And they just throw them out there. Then the lady who's been doing it for me is some Asian lady who can barely speak English, but it's mean as all hell.
Yeah. Do you remember one of my old players, Stapenhorst?
No.
Tim?
No.
He's a substitute teacher in Glendora and San Dimas.
Yeah.
Just a name like Stapenhorst. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Stapenhorst.
Substitute teaching is the worst fucking job in the world, kid.
Yeah.
They wake you up at like 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, yeah, you're going to work now. Are you ready? 5 in the morning? Okay, I'm going to go in there blind. Kids disrespect you.
Yeah.
You don't get paid all that well. Everyone's like, oh, $120 a day? That's good money.
Yeah.
Fuck that. It's not good
money.
You're
done by 2:30, 3 o'clock?
Yeah, and you get shit on all day. No benefits. They ask you to do the same job, but they don't give you any benefits whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, you know, you make $125 a day. 30 of that's going to, you know, health insurance.
Yeah.
If you know, fuck that. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's a profession.
So what did you learn today in your conference?
Not a goddamn thing, to be honest with you.
I think you learned that it was a waste of time.
It's a waste of money.
and money, of
it's
course.
It is. And I learned that I do not belong anywhere in the English realm.
Yeah.
I just feel like a fraud. You know, all I did was pass a test. I never one day in my life said I wanted to be an English teacher. I went in and passed a test, and next thing I know, I'm a fucking English teacher.
In Pomona.
Pomona. Speaking of Pomona High.
Wasn't the English the second language there in Pomona?
In a lot of places, like Pomona High. Got to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Even though it's a fellow union member, and I can't really say anything too disparaging, but the head coach of Pomona High School this past week just got put on administrative leave. Potentially, allegedly having relationships with a student. Idiot. From my sources have indicated that he was caught in a room at 11:30 at night. What are you doing? Okay, first of all, guilty. What are you doing with a girl in your own classroom at 11:30 at night?
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't even be that way.
Yep.
You know, a little bit of common sense. I didn't throw the moral judgment out. It was more just the stupidity.
Yeah.
The fucking hubris, English word. Hubris of just thinking, oh, I'm above the law. I can't, you know, I'm not going to get caught.
Yeah, it seems to be more and more in the news these days, Coach.
I think it's been that way since day one. It's just we have more and more news. There's a lot of good-looking ladies that, you know, are fucked up. But they go out and they have, like, sex parties with 15, 16-year-old boys.
Yeah, dude, where was I during those days, bro?
I think that was out there.
I don't think I had any cute teachers when I was in growing up. You know, even all through high school, all my teachers were battle axes.
I know what you mean. You know,
I had one English teacher in high school that was considerably older than me that had a nice pair of cans.
Yeah.
You know, but that's about it.
I didn't grow up that far away from Pam Smart. Remember that story?
Yeah.
It was in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, which I still potty at when I go home.
Yeah.
And one of my guy I knew her regardless. But I watched a thing on her, and I don't know if she did it, but that's a whole different story for a whole different time. She was pretty good looking, too.
Yeah, I know a lot of women that I grew up with, went to high school with, are teachers now, and I'm like, you know, if I was in school, I'd want them to be my teachers.
Oh, kid, it's common. It's common. Yeah. It's commonplace nowadays. Yeah. I'm just too smart for that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not too smart for a lot of things. I'm too smart for that.
Yeah.
It's just a letdown to everybody involved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Again, the moral judgment, whatever. You know, the age of consent in like 1920 in a lot of states was 10 years old. Yeah. Even nowadays, it's like 14 in some states.
I think when I went to UNLV in Las Vegas in the 80s, I think the state of Nevada was 16.
Yeah. I bet you it still is.
Probably.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah.
But it's just, you're putting, you know, why are you going to risk everything?
Mm-hmm.
And in Pomona High, they were a good team. They're a good team. And they might win the whole thing. They might win it without them.
Yeah.
You don't need a head coach. All you need is the guy who's going to call the plays on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
It's like discipline.
Well, since we're touching on high school football, I'd like to give props to my boys, the Tartans of Glendora.
Always room for G-Town G's.
Beating the newer high school of Fontana. The Summit High School, what were the Summiteers? What was that guy?
That's in Fontana?
Yeah, it's way north. It's right before the Glen Helen exit, from what I was told.
DeVore. Us Festival.
Yeah.
Did you go to the Us Festival?
I was too young, and there was the Cal Jam Festival before that.
That was way before. That was in Fontana, though.
No, that was in DeVore, same area.
Was it?
Yeah, and then that's how they found the spot to do the Us Festivals. Because they did two of them back to back. And that was...
Were you like 7th grade at that point? 8th grade? Just young enough.
It was what? 1980, 81?
83, 84. 82, 83. Something
like that. Yeah, I was in 8th grade in 82, 83, and 83, 84. I take that back. Yeah, 83, 84 was my freshman year in high school.
Eagle scouting?
I was Eagle scouting. Yeah.
Eagle scouting.
I think they invited me to the festival to pick up trash.
Really?
Afterwards. Because they knew me and my troop would do it.
Yeah, and you're a good trash pick. I've seen.
I am the trash man. Wherever I go, I make sure there's no trash around.
Speaking of trash, I gotta throw it out. Pomona Pitts are dropping it to CMS.
Oh my gosh!
What the hell?
Just to give you people a little background on this, the five C colleges out in Claremont. There's five colleges. They're all independent, but tied in through a library system. Blah blah blah. You have two athletic departments. You got Pomona College and Pitzer College. Make up one athletic department. You have Claremont McKenna, Harvey Mudd, and Scripps all make up a athletic department. We're literally across the street from each other. Used to be one team, Pomona Claremont. They split them up in the late 50s because they wanted to bring the schools up to Division II. The powers that be got together and said, no, we're independent schools. You know, we'll keep it Division III. So they split Claremont and Pomona into two football teams.
The most unique...
Yep.
The most unique rivalry in college sports against no pub.
No.
And there was nobody at that game, really.
Yeah,
there
were people. But... You see how small our stands are. You know, I mean, it's so easy to pack those stands.
But it's one of those things that just it illustrates to me, because when I first came out and coached in that tradition, there were like fights in the stands every 2 minutes.
Yep.
And everything's so docile now. Everything's so there's nothing.
No passion.
There's no passion.
No passion.
There's a little section of fans.
Well, let's touch on the Occidental Pomona College rivalry.
What about it?
It's the oldest college rivalry on the West Coast. They've been playing for, I think, about 114, 115 meetings so far.
Wow.
You know, since the 1880s. They started passing a drum back and forth in the 1920s. I think Occidental's had the drum for at least a decade, maybe more. You know, my 10 years there, I've never had the drum.
My first year there, when I first came out, was we won it.
Okay.
We beat them home.
All right.
So I could bang that drum
loudly.
For
those of you who don't know, Pomona College is a highly academic institution that basically anybody who plays sports at these schools, it's secondary or even third on their
tertiary.
List. You know,
English
it's like
word.
If a guy has to go to choir practice during football season or go to a meeting for his professor. You know, they got
to
go.
They go to the meeting.
Yeah, they will not be punished on the football team. So, but it's tough getting kids in that want to play football that have that high academic standards. Then you got the Pitzer guys that are a whole different ballpark as far as academics. And, you know, they're more into social issues. And they get caught over there in that Pitzer land. It's like last thing on their mind is football.
So it's nice. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's fun. Yeah.
It's fun. Everybody has a good time.
Exactly.
People, you know, the college students over there are so awkward.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm out of touch anyway, but I can tell people that.
So we don't play for the pipe anymore. It's not the pipe.
Why not?
About 2 years ago, we decided to pull the pipe. The Claremont-Pomona-Pitzer rivalry has always played for a peace pipe. And to be more sensitive to the indigenous people on our campus, we decided to pull the pipe away. And now we go for the Battle of Sixth Street. And they actually made a trophy with the Sixth Street sign. And we passed that back and forth. So they've had the Sixth Street for the last 2 years.
That's more apropos.
Yeah.
People don't fucking realize. You sit in the stands. And I brought my homie, Joe Steele, my bodyguard, with me.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm like, that's the school right there. You see it. It's mm-hmm. it's just as close as anything.
Yeah. Like, well, they get dressed in their locker room.
And they walk over.
And we do the same thing.
I remember walking over. It's very surreal
to see a line of football guys walking down an oak tree lined street.
You know what the surreal thing is to me? You walk right through their dorms.
Mm-hmm.
Noon.
Yep.
And no one's out there taunting them.
No. No.
It's the piece of work.
I know.
You didn't even think there'd be fucking students. Throwing eggs. No, fuck you, you quiz.
Going, oh, we have a football team?
No way.
Oh. Oh, okay. That's great. I'm going back to being a nerd.
Oh, it's the most unique place in the world.
Yeah.
I could go on and on about
they
working
have more
over
interest
there.
In the zombies versus humans game that they play on the 5Cs than they do in football.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Boy, let's talk about some real college football for a moment.
Just so you know, I'm going to try not to cuss this whole episode.
Really?
Yeah, I made a note.
No cussing?
No cussing. I'm going to see if I can do it.
Your mother listened to this episode, didn't she? Didn't she?
CJ. Not yet. I want her to listen to it.
Oh, come on. Someone's going to tell you not to cuss?
No, right. No. Well, good my mom. For you. I told my mom what this show is all about, so it's all good.
All right, well, I'll try not to either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Hey, you already broke your promise. No, I learned today.
I'm human.
Every 30 seconds, I hate these stats because it's such BS. Every 30 seconds, someone gets bullied. How do you quantify that?
I don't know. Someone's trying to justify their statistics degree.
Exactly, right?
You know?
There's no sourcing on that, but this is that's the type of shit that I just like get irate at. I'm sitting in these conferences, they throw up a stat. Every 30 seconds, someone is bullied. Fuck you.
Yeah.
No.
What's the plus minus on that?
Yeah. No, not anymore. What does that even mean, bullied? You know, someone gets made fun of?
Yep. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about bullies. I want to talk about
football.
I'll talk about bullies real quick because it's a segue program. Rob Gronkowski's a fucking bully.
Yeah.
You watch that Pats game?
Mm-hmm.
We drove Sergio Brown into the stands.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're the best team in football. Not even close. Not even close. Mm-hmm. 6 weeks ago, I'm sitting there.
I don't know about the best. I think they got some
stop
teams,
it. They really just put a beating on Denver and Indy back-to-back weeks.
I like the Cardinals. You know, they got depth and more depth. They had a great defense. Come on.
They got great defense. I'll give you that.
I sound like I'm quoting Bleacher Report right now.
Yeah, they got a great defense, and everybody is Bruce Arians happy because he wears a fucking Kango.
Yeah.
And, you know, and now I feel like he jacked my style, yo. But I mean, I've been rocking Kangos since 1996.
When I met you, you were rocking a Kango.
I think I might have been.
You were.
And now freaking Bruce Arians he's stolen the style.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Anyways, Patriots are the best team. They're not even close. Arizona's due for a swoon. Just like I was talking about Dallas due for a swoon.
Yeah.
To me, there's only four teams in football. And
what do you mean by swoon?
A swoon means they're going to lose.
Okay.
They're going to go in a freaking dead period of not winning football games.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I can't really define.
I like that. Swoon. I like that description. A swoon.
Patriots are kicking ass, and they're freaking most excited about it. And I was really excited about it at the beginning of the year, and then that happened. Kansas City's still a really good football team, but the Patriots DBs are dominant.
Mm-hmm.
Dominant. Darrell Revis, Browner. However, two Achilles heels. One, no pass rush. Two, most penalized team in football.
Yep.
And that leads me to talk about discipline. Everyone always loves, they love to throw the word discipline out. Anybody who thinks they know anything about football always wants to say the most disciplined team wins. Forget all that.
Yep.
Discipline's out the window. It's all about talent, kid. Look at Florida State. Look at the Patriots.
I have to agree. You know, I've seen and I've played on teams that it was just out of control. You know? Teams are just out of control.
But they won.
I mean, look at the UNLV team before I went there.
Yeah.
You know, they won the Vegas Bowl. Randall Cunningham was the quarterback. And they had nine guys get arrested after the season.
Yeah.
You know, from everything from felonies to misdemeanors to, you know, stealing cars, robbery, You name it.
Well, look at the kid in Florida State with the well-documented history of Jameis Winston. And then the guy P.J. Williams, who was the MVP of the national championship.
Yep.
Like, hit and run. Mm-hmm. And he got a $392 fine for a hit and run. Are you kidding me?
Well, how about the latest? One of the cornerbacks from the Jaguars was busted hammered 5:53 in the morning on Sunday at a liquor store.
Yeah, he was trying to make a transaction with what, gum? Bazooka?
Yeah. He was trying to pay for his groceries with bubble gum.
Bazooka.
Who was that?
I think it's worth 5 cents.
Yeah. I can't remember that guy's name, but he's a rookie.
Yeah.
So
this is why you have to write things down in the notes section, CJ. So
all I wrote was drunk Jaguar.
Drunk Jags corner.
Dude, I was losing my wireless on my phone. I couldn't look up the guy's name.
And you have an Apple phone, too.
I know.
I could pull it up. But, you know, it's just the mentality.
Yeah. But your battery only lasted 10 minutes.
Yeah. That's what she said. Yeah. Well, the guy for Seattle, you know, everyone, you know, Seattle, discipline. Fucking Seattle's a mess right now. Was a guy named Lockett, threw a punch, unhit, just a straight punch to the face, ejected.
Mm-hmm.
Marshawn Lynch wouldn't go to the locker room at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, he couldn't walk. Okay, give me a break. They don't have several channels and avenues to get him in the locker room if they want to.
Throw him on the back of a cart.
Jameis Winston, his well-chronicled travels. Although, you see this week that Kevin Hart, you know, the comedian, got up. He saw Jameis Winston at a thing. They have it on film.
Yeah, told him to quit screwing around.
Yeah, he quit screwing around. Yeah. And did you see how Jameis Winston was dressed? Wife beater.
Yeah.
Fucking. You got all this, all this shit going against you. You're going to go out in public rocking a wife beater.
Yeah.
It's like a big F you to everybody.
Yeah. Well, it's like, do you think the NFL should be like the NBA and make the guys wear suits all the time?
Well, he's not in the NFL, for one.
True. That's
But no.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's on the individual. Mm-hmm. To me, it speaks volumes to the individual.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm Joe Fashion. You know, I'm not a member of the fashion police, but I am an enthusiast and I uphold the laws.
Yeah.
And you don't walk out in a freaking wife beater when you know everybody's looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're under scrutiny. And my point is, if discipline were the reason teams won, number one would be West Point, number two would be Annapolis, number three would be Air Force.
Exactly.
And four would be Citadel. So give me a fucking break. Discipline's freaking out the window. It's the fastest guys.
Yeah.
Guys who can run.
Yeah.
And the meanest guys.
Suck it up, too.
Guys who could suck it up and run.
Yep.
Tell you a guy who can run, but he can't play quarterback is RG3. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's pointing fingers. You read about that? He's like, oh, it takes all 11 of us.
Yeah.
Shut up, dude.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, the coach told him he should just worry about himself.
Yeah, right. Jay Gruden is another one. Jay Gruden, offensive genius. Yeah, offensive fucking genius.
Mm-hmm.
RG3's out the window. Now, DeSean Jackson's tweeting out. Of course, he's tweeting it out. Can't do epic shit with basic people. The fuck that even mean? Don't they have people that could freaking sense it? Team should have some kind of big brother.
I'd shove my basic fist in his basic face.
Shut the fuck up.
If I was like his old lineman or D lineman talking shit like that or talking stuff.
And Ahmad Brooks.
That's two cuss words.
Yeah.
I'm keeping track.
Ahmad Brooks for the Niners sat out, said he didn't want to split time. What's his name? Came back. One guy. It was the other guy came back for the Niners. Oh, the guy who was Alden Smith.
Yep.
Came back and now he's splitting time with Ahmad Brooks. Ahmad Brooks like, no, I'm not splitting time.
That was a decent game yesterday. I watched that one from beginning to end.
What, the 49er game?
Yeah.
Well, 49ers are dangerous. They're always dangerous. They're still 6-4, but they're the most talented team, I think, pound for pound in football. But I don't know. I just want them out because they're dangerous.
Yeah. Is there usually this many 6-4 teams this time of year?
Yeah, in this day and age of parity.
I mean, we're talking like all of the, which one is it? The Bengals, 6-3.
Well, Bengals 6-3.
Cleveland Browns 6-4. Ravens 6-4.
Well, how about the NFC South?
Steelers 6-4.
What about the NFC South with 4-6 Atlanta?
Shit league.
4-6 Atlanta leading the way.
Yep. Yeah.
And who else?
Saints, New Falcons, Orleans? Panthers, and the Bucks in the AFC South.
4-6 is going to get the petter ass Mike Smith on the freaking thing. I don't know. I feel good about my original prediction. Patriots, Green Bay in the Super Bowl. Green Bay is clicking.
Green Bay was on fire yesterday.
Smoked Philly.
Oh, my gosh. That's not the same Philly that I saw last week.
Philly's a good team.
I know.
And
they still got a decent record.
Yeah, still, what, 7-3, right?
7-3.
7-3, and Green Bay just put it on them. I don't know what to think about anything anymore. Rams embarrassing Denver, but it makes sense why the Rams would win that game because they can rush the passer. If you can get somebody on Peyton, and forget it. He's a statue back there.
I think the Rams are one of those teams that, like, you know, everybody's been talking that the Rams might move back to Los Angeles and blah, blah, blah. So they're like, okay, well, we got to really solidify the deal by giving them a good show. Maybe it's giving them a little extra juice to play better.
You think they're going to come to L.A.?
I mean, why does Buffalo and Jacksonville have teams and Los Angeles doesn't?
Oh, I know. Ridiculous. It's an echoed point. Yeah, it's absurd. Yeah. I think they're going to bombard us with two teams. I think they're going to build that new stadium and they're going to force two teams down our throat.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that's going to work. Yep. However, the market's big enough.
Yeah.
But how are people going to draw lines in the sand at this point in their lives? But yep. I'm going to be a Charger fan or I'm going to be a Rams fan. Yeah. It's like, it's a little bit too much too soon.
Yeah. Well, they say the majority of the Chargers fans in Southern California come from Orange County. So the stadium that they would build in City of Industry, they would consider moving the Chargers up there just because of the fan base that's in Orange County and in the San Gabriel Valley and the Inland Empire.
They should.
And then they'll have the team in downtown L.A., whether it be the Rams, whether it be the Raiders.
There's no way they're going to build two stadiums. There's no way they're going to build two stadiums down there.
Yeah.
They should, but they won't.
Yeah, I've seen the designs for both and the models for both, and they're both fantastic.
Well, the industry one is the best one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great spot.
Yeah.
And there's all types of ways to get in and out of there.
Yeah, they have the model on display in the hotel on the top of the hill there in Industry Hills. I can't remember. I played the golf course there last year. Industry Hills Hotel or Sheraton or Sipsadia or the Lipla Lululu.
I meant to ask you, how's the equipment thing going with the Kias? Did you hear back from
him? No, you know, the head coach or one of the assistant coaches, Coach Tucker, he sent me a text a week and a half ago asking me to send my resume in to the Kias, which I did with the cover letter. Man, I haven't heard back, so.
But that was only last week, though.
Yeah, I sent it in Monday.
You know how those things go.
Yeah.
You know, a month later, we at least expect it.
They're in between the season. And yeah, exactly. So it's one of those things that I actually have a friend of mine whose niece is married to the producer of the TV show based on the L.A. Kias.
Yeah.
So not that.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I can do craft services or something on it.
Patriots had a Twitter contest. And they put the names on the back of jerseys from the Twitter names. Did you see that shit?
Mm-mm.
Typical freaking Boston sports comes up. So they would post the jersey with, like, instead of, you know, your name, Brady.
Yeah.
It'd be a Twitter name.
Mm-hmm.
Pops up on the internet. I hate N-word. Right up there. Yeah. Patriots throw it up there. Ridiculous. We do nothing as Patriot fans to dispel the rumors that are true that... we don't like anybody else except Irish and Italians. It's been that way forever. Unless you hit home runs or score touchdowns.
Yeah.
Name's Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Always somebody.
Just don't bust them into my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, right. That's a whole different story. I could dedicate a whole hour to that.
Yeah, well, you know, Walshy, one of the coaches at PP, his dad was the mediator for all that back in the day.
Judge?
No, he was a race relation expert. So he would be the guy that when they had the sit downs between the different ethnic communities, he'd be the mediator or the moderator or whatever. So
great idea, impossible to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
They still have problems with it. Oh, they just stopped doing it recently. In the last few years, they stopped doing it.
What, the busing?
Yeah. They redistrict again.
Yeah.
But that was like 30 something years ago.
You know, that's how, Ice Cube met Everlast.
How so?
Because Ice Cube was bused from South L.A. to San Fernando, and he went to the same high school as Everlast. And Everlast was not really a jock, and he wasn't, you know, he was like a skate punk or whatever. So Ice Cube hung out with all those guys because he felt they were the coolest guys to hang out with, whatever, and they became friends.
Ice Cube, I thought Everlast is part of the Ice-T Rhyme Syndicate.
No, Everlast from
House of Pain. I know he is. Yeah. I thought he was part of the Ice-T Rhyme Syndicate.
No, man.
We don't have time to debate this.
Wikipedia.
I will, but we don't have time to debate this right now, but we will as soon as it's over. No, it's Ice-T.
No, Ice Cube. Ice-T is older than us.
Ice-T.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, you look it up while I talk about something else because you're wrong. What do you want to bet? I'll bet you a nice orange hat. Rex Ryan with a $100,000 fine for dropping another FU.
What'd he say?
Just fuck you. somebody was, jawing at him, and it was on camera again, and Rex just drops an FU. $100,000 for dropping an F-bomb.
Damn.
That's more money than I make in 2 years. The guy's just going to piss that away like it's nothing. But it's not his fault. He's just throwing an F-bomb out there. Defending his honor and the honor of football, which LeBron James isn't. And as much as I want to like LeBron James, I've been a LeBron James defender. How dare he come out and say, there's no way football's allowed in my household. He did. He came out and said, football's not allowed in my household. Only basketball, baseball, and soccer. You bastard. You're freaking taking away groups of athletes. I'm already seeing it. I'm telling you, we're seeing it, especially in high school football. You are seeing the quote-unquote athletes not playing. They all want to play basketball now.
Yep.
They all want to, be track stars, but they don't want to hit each other.
Yeah.
Damn shame, these freaking concussion things.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live did a skit on the whole concussion craze last Saturday night. Did you see it?
No.
Me either. But
when you have a story, you usually have a point to the story. You don't just come out and say, oh, did you see it? It wasn't that good. Every 30 seconds, someone gets bullied. I just bullied you, C.J. Robinson.
Yep.
Coach Rootstar, sorry. Lord. 10 days till Black Friday. Who's putting in my face? I don't know. Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving when everyone shops, I guess. And now it's supposedly a national holiday. It's like a bigger thing than Thanksgiving. It's on a countdown on Yahoo. Bigger day than Thanksgiving. I would never go to fucking Black Friday. I think anybody who goes shopping on Black Friday is a fucking
retard. You see those freaks?
Yeah, I see them all the time. I don't want to talk about Black Friday. I want to finish up my college football thought. 1-14 has been calling it for the last 4 weeks. Florida State, goddamn Alabama again gets through.
Yeah.
Finding a way. Oregon, you're still trying to get your
It says Ice Cube and Everlast both went to Woodland Hills High School.
Really?
Yep.
Then how did Ice-T get involved in Everlast thing?
Dude, Ice-T is like 20 years older than me.
I know who he is.
Maybe
he's
hired
like 60-something years old.
But maybe Ice Cube turned him on to Ice-T and said,
Well,
that's a big old article right here. I'm not going to get into it.
Okay, well, Mr. Wikipedia, then while you're sitting
this
there.
This isn't Wikipedia. This is Rappers Exposed.
Uh-huh.
I'm having some.
Where is Woodlands High School?
Woodland Hills. It's out straight out the 210, turns into the 101. Just keep on taking it north. It's far edge of L.A. County before you get out into Timbuktu. So it's on the way to like Agora, or I think it might be past Agora.
Yeah, Ice Cube is a wankster, man. He was freaking fake. He was like some kind of engineering student, went to high school in the suburbs. But a lot of those dudes are because they're smarter than everyone else, like Tupac.
I mean, look where he's at now.
Tupac was kind of fake too, man. He was like kind of like drama student and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what?
You know, the harder you are, the bigger the paycheck.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Speaking of hard yards LA, how about Wisconsin's running back Melvin Gordon? 400 broke the NCAA record this week. That's noteworthy.
Mm-hmm.
408 rushing yards and didn't even carry the ball in the fourth quarter, which is bullshit because I'm the coach there. I don't care. I'm feeding that guy in the fourth quarter so we can get to 500 yards. 25 carries, 408 yards, 16 yards per carry. Heisman Trophy winner. There it is right there. Mm-hmm. Heisman moment. Brett Musburger is freaking creaming in his pants about the Heisman moment. Melvin Gordon had the Heisman moment.
That's what he lives for.
He does. Marcus Mariota still is right there. But if Wisconsin wins out, it's got to be Melvin Gordon at this point. Tell you it's not. It's Christian Hackenberg. And I'm going to give it to my boy, Ricky Ronnie. I'm sure
Hackenberg.
Yeah, he was supposed to be all world, and he was great last year as a true freshman at Penn State. And I'm going to have to give it to my boy, Ricky Ronnie. I'm sure he's not listening, but I tried it out on the program. Something's up. He ain't coaching him all that right. Guy got seven touchdown passes and 14 picks. You can blame a lot in the O-line, but that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Something's not going right, and you can blame coaching all you want. I will, because that's a friend of mine who freaking bailed out on me last minute on this show. And I know he's not listening. I hope he's listening, in which case, get your shit together, Ricky. But I mean, fuck. 7 TDs and 14 picks. Kidding me. But Penn State is bowl eligible now because they beat Temple 30-13. Oh, boy. This bowl eligible shit. The bowl business is just nothing but a scam.
Yeah.
Nothing but dry snitching. I never even heard that. Have you ever heard that phrase before?
Dry snitching?
Yeah.
Is that why the DEA was brought in to investigate traveling doctors? Because someone dry snitched on them?
I know.
What's the difference between a dry snitch and a wet snitch?
Well, I did look it up, actually. About 15 minutes of foreplay. Yeah. Santana Moss was...
Yeah, absolutely. You thought that was funny. That was good. I wasn't sure if you were going to pick up on my wet snitch
content.
All right, so go on. What the hell is a dry snitch?
I don't know. We'll
see. Why the DEA is investigating traveling doctors? We all know these guys are all hopped up on painkillers.
Yeah, right. Why is this a thing now all of a sudden?
Yeah, if the doctor's involved, then, why is it illegal?
What they were doing. Yeah, right. That's what doctors do, right?
Yeah.
Doctors prescribe drugs. Mm-hmm. And if guys get hurt and they're going to have prescribed drugs on them, they can write that shit out anywhere. Yeah. I don't get why they can even...
Yeah.
But it's even a thing. It's a grandstanding. It's grandstanding by the NFL that they're, we're cracking down on drugs. We're going to pull this bus over and pull over this doctor and be like, hey, these guys are freaking smooth. They have all the paperwork for that shit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They're not carrying meth.
Yeah.
Oh, I just rolled a couple of joints so you can sleep better. What?
Yeah, but they are carrying heroin in pill form.
Yeah, opioids. But that shit gets made by, the professors.
Yep. In some lab somewhere.
Right. If it's done in some lab somewhere, then it's fine.
Yep.
But if it's made in a trailer park, it's fucking, what kind of world do we live in?
It's like, as long as it's stamped by Eli Lilly or Sandoz or whoever the big farmies are.
Big pharma, kid.
Big pharma running the world.
It is running the world.
Yep.
Did you watch that New Orleans Bengals game when that guy from the Bengals tried to give that girl the ball and that guy just snatched it from her?
Yeah, it's an interesting story. I saw the first highlight on that, and it showed the girl getting the ball taken away from her. Well, they both went for it. It was obvious the Bengals was giving it to a Bengals fan. Yes, they were in the Saints territory, and the guy was like, I'm a Saints fan. Give me that ball. And then she begged and begged and begged. Didn't get the ball, and then the first broadcast I saw, I don't know what network it was, they showed her holding up a ball with a smile on her face, but they didn't show how she got that ball, okay? So I'm watching Fox News later on, and they show the same clip, and they just show her begging and pleading, give me the ball, please give me the ball, and he's just like, no, F you, But they don't show her getting the ball from one of the ushers gave her a ball or something like that, or someone from the Saints organization brought her a ball, but the Fox didn't say that. So to me, it's like, okay, Fox is just making
the black man
look, because he was a black guy with a white woman, So it's like, we're not going to show the happy ending. We're just going to show her struggling to get this ball from the black man.
I don't blame that guy for taking that ball. That guy, he tossed it up in the air and he grabbed it.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with that?
Yeah, and he's giving it to his grandkid.
I was at the Boston Garden in 1988.
Yeah.
Okay, no bullshit.
Okay.
And
the original Garden.
Yep. I was 11, 12 years old.
Okay.
And
I was like 48 by then.
Roddy Piper came out in a battle royale. Bring anything you want. And he came out as Jason. The Jason mask and a chainsaw in a Bruins jersey.
Yep.
And he came out and he took his Bruins jersey out and he threw it in the crowd. And I was sitting next to my buddy Scooter, right? Like 12 years old.
Yep.
And some middle-aged dude and Scooter got into a full-out brawl over that shit.
Really?
And the freaking guy just... pounded him to the face
threw
him down and snatched a jersey from him. It's good he didn't get somebody coming up to him later and be like, yeah, take this jersey with tough luck, Scooter.
Yeah. You lose, Scooter.
Sorry, Scoot.
Grow up, kid.
You snooze, you scoots. Get out of
here. It's a tough world here in Boston.
It's a tough world. Tough world. The Bengals fan had no business being in that front row. That guy freaking should have snatched that ball from her and then spiked it in her beer.
So do you think the new and improved Garden, the Fleet Center...
It's been that way forever now, like 95, 96.
I know.
It's a great place.
Yeah, last time I was in the old Garden was for Grateful Dead concerts in 93.
Yeah.
They played 7 nights there.
Really?
Yeah. They were scheduled to play in 92 4 nights. But Jerry got sick, so they came back and made up to the Bostonians and played seven nights the next year. And I was working across the street at the Causeway, this punk rock club.
Uh-huh.
And so we had all, it was above an old, I forget the name of the bar that's been there for years, but above this bar was another little bar that the punks would rent out, and it was called the Causeway. And all kinds of good bands I'd see there from Boston. I saw the Bruisers and Morphine, you know.
Mock Sandman show.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, a handful of bands, you know, there was a bunch of good punk bands. And that was right at the beginning of, like, the ska punk, the second phase of ska punk.
Bostones? You
know? Yeah, they weren't. I think they were already established by then. But there was other bands like that around. I can't think of their names right now. So I think maybe, like, Roots of the Dropkick Murphys were playing. And so it was just a good time, but I just had a chance to see all those Grateful Dead shows. It was a weird scene. We had all these hippies and deadheads all camped out on the street right next to the garden.
Huge following.
And then
you
had all these punks and everything coming in, but a lot of them were into each other's scene, so there was really no problems, no violence. And it was a really chill bar to work, actually, for having a lot of slam dancing and punk rock music and stuff. There was really no problems.
People spit on you?
No. Nah. That's where I learned to bartend. Because the owners were always late or couldn't show up or whatever. So they call me up, CJ, we don't need you at the door. Go sling some drinks. So I'm like, all right, cool. It was easy because everybody either drank Jack and Coke or beer.
Yeah, yeah, really.
If you wanted a fancy drink, you weren't getting it there.
I know, right. For some reason, it gets trickled down because there's no anything I'll do. If I have to take a shot, I'll take Jack Daniels and I drink beer.
Exactly.
I don't do anything else. You know, if someone tries to put a Cuervo fucking gold in my face.
I love tequila, dude. Yeah. Come on.
I don't.
Yeah.
Ugh. I can taste it in my nose.
Yeah.
You know, taste it coming back up.
Mm.
Speaking of throw up, University of Florida, Gators. Second time in the last 2 years, two offensive linemen are seen blocking each other. Did you see that?
I saw the highlight. Yeah.
What the hell is that? How did 2 years in a row offensive linemen block each other? First of all, you got to give it to them. At least they're playing hard.
Yeah.
But jeez, how's that happen?
I cannot criticize that, Dave, because that's something I would have done.
Block your own teammate. Just flailing like a big baby Huey. And it hit somebody.
Yeah.
Well, it cost Will Muschamp his job. He's out.
When I cracked my ribs and bruised my ribs, it was because it was during spring football, and the linebacker filled a gap that our fullback was running through. And they got that screwed up because we were doing sprint blocking. So I was turned to the side, and I just got popped like
you
a mean, zit.
You're just running?
Yeah, sprint blocking, you know, you turn, elephants on parade almost. And, so the fullback faked the handoff, ran into my gap, head down, full speed into my ribs, and then the linebacker coming to tackle him. You know, so basically he went to tackle him, and I was in between. So I got popped like a zit.
Gotta play through the rib injuries, kid.
Dude,
even though the most they're painful.
The worst, dude.
Guys play through them all the time. Philip Rivers is playing.
They didn't give me no drugs, dude. I'd have no doctor traveling around with me, you know.
Really? 1988 and UNLV,
they
were.
I went to the doctor, and the doctor said just take Tylenol and whatever and ice and, you know, and I was too stupid and too young and too naive to be like, hey, give me some Percocets.
Give me something better than that.
Yeah, there was no Vicodin or any of that crap back then, but we had Percocets and. Well, I have no idea. There was codeine, but again, man, I grew up in the school of, you know, you play with pain.
Didn't take anything.
You play with pain. You know, if the bone's not sticking out, you get out there and play, man. So
yeah,
you know, I think, you know, before games, I would take two extra strength Tylenols, sometimes three. You know, when I broke my finger like halfway through the season and I didn't have surgery on it because I was like, yeah, I'll wait till after the season. You know, just tape it up.
No, it was a big thing in my era when I played was Ephedra. Straight Ephedra, which they don't make anymore.
No, there was cross tops.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were really popular when I played, too. My junior year in high school, a lot of the guys on the senior team, or the seniors on our varsity team, were taking that stuff. But it didn't work. We went 0-9, you know? Half the guys were stoners and drinking, too, before games. They didn't give a shit.
Really? Guys smoking weed before games?
Yeah, and drinking. They didn't give a shit.
Drinking before games?
Yeah.
Division I athletes?
No, this is at high school.
G-Town G's?
Yeah, G-Town G's.
Yeah, they are hardcore.
We had guys pulled off the bus before games, and they were like, all right, you guys are drunk. You can't come to the game, and you're suspended. Yeah. And we went 0-9, so what do you expect? So the next year, my senior year, we weren't taking that shit, so... You know, we had a three-way tie for first or two, three.
I am a G-Town G.
Here we go.
Sorry.
We got to have an in-studio session.
We will.
Bring in your musician friends.
Good point.
We'll do two or three songs.
Jam out the hour. Good point. Yeah, I'd love to.
Yep.
Brandon Marshall, receiver for the Bears this past week, offered a guy $25,000 to get in a ring with him and fight.
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
Some guy was
a Twitter, what do they call it, trolling him.
Twitter beef, if you will.
Yeah, the guy was trolling him, meaning that they get on their side and talk shit. Yeah.
And he first said $5,000, and the guy's like, $25,000. Brandon Marshall's like, you're on. Fuck that, I would do it. I would absolutely get in a ring with a guy like that.
Yeah.
Train like 25 Gs?
Yeah.
How bad is he really going to hurt you?
Yeah, just go down.
Yeah, right?
Just take a spill.
I took a dive. Yeah. Like Vegas had money on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you got me. My 25, my half a year's salary. And we'll take a big vacation. You got me. I still think, train enough, boom, 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 boom. You may be able to get inside on the guy and do something, but I doubt it. He's a big, strong freak.
Yeah.
That's like, I remember like a real discussion back when I was a kid. What would you rather have? Mike Tyson punch you in the face without a glove, or Jose Canseco hit you in the head with the baseball bat?
Is that like, who would you rather sleep with, Roseanne Barr or Rosie O'Donnell?
I mean it's the same hypotheticals.
I gotta check in on the Steelers, man. They were losing at halftime. That's bull crap, dude.
Yeah, we can go watch the end of it. It won't be over.
Alright, I just wanna kinda get a score update here.
I got in third member of my
band.
I
hate fantasy football. Go ahead, sorry, what were you saying?
Robert Griffin III.
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater. Mr. Yeah. Alfred Blue, kid. 36 freaking carries, Houston.
Really?
That's a freaking load.
Yeah.
I didn't even talk about Jonas Gray. Hold up. You watched that Patriots game last night.
I sure did.
That is the number one reason why people don't take running backs in the first round anymore. Jonas Gray was unsigned, been on practice squads forever. The guy looked like Jim Brown last night. Ridiculous. You can find running backs later, and that's why everybody's afraid of it, afraid of taking them. Although, I tell you, I would take T.J. Yeldon in the first round from Alabama, and I would also take Todd Gurley in the first round, although he blew out his ACL, which might have had something to do with him not playing for 3 weeks because of the whole signing autograph thing. I don't know. That's the one thing the guy should be able to make money off is signing autographs,
mm-hmm.
I would think.
Or at least, have him get the money after he's, not when he's finished being an amateur player.
Yeah, an account. An account. We talked about that.
Yeah, it's like on the, what was it? What show was it? Was it Colbert Report where they go into a liquor store? Yeah, it was something like that where they go into a liquor store and they have the kids buy alcohol, but they can't get it until they're 21. So they went to a high school and advertised saying, "Hey kids, you can come buy alcohol."
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they get a layaway thing and they put it in the back and they're
brilliant.
All right, come back and get it when you're 21.
That's brilliant. It's a way to get cash up front.
But they had like a little place where they could, like a little bedroom or a basement of like a kid, and so you could take pictures with your booze to show to your friends on like Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
But it's all closed and not open.
Yeah.
And then, then you take off and then you come back and you're 21.
Speculation. Yeah. It's future speculation. Yeah. That's how they do it with oil.
Yeah, but it's like what we were just talking about. If you're signing autographs, be like, yeah, sign all you want. Yeah. They're worth $25 a pop.
Stick it in an account.
Yeah, and just you'll get it when you're a professional athlete or you're finished being an amateur athlete.
Right.
So let's say you never make it to the pros, but you're done with your amateur playing, you're still eligible to get the money.
Shoot, they should let them invest it.
Yeah.
Let them invest it. A lot of these guys don't make squat when they get out of school. Look at Terrell Pryor.
Yeah.
How much money is Terrell Pryor making right now?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he's making something.
Yeah.
Shifting gears to baseball for a minute, because I just read about this. It's ridiculous. Giancarlo Stanton, $325 million contract he just signed for 13 years.
Yeah.
With no trades until after the 6 years. $325 million, yet we cry that we're in recession.
That's a third of $1 billion.
And we have so much poverty in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And we have but we watch this stuff, and everyone's like, oh, job situation, the economy sucks.
Yeah.
But we pump it all into freaking sports. And it's ironic because I'm a sport guy, obviously.
Yeah.
$325 million.
Where's he from?
Venezuela, I think. He's from Central America, I believe.
I wonder how much of that money is going to go back to his community.
Well, I hope a lot of it does.
I do too.
But how much is going to go into like bullshit things that he wants to buy?
Yeah. I need my fourth Maserati and a Ducati and a Bugatti and all that bullshit.
Oh,
oh man. That's my third cuss word.
Third cuss word.
Damn it. Oh, that's my fourth.
Quick, back to college football, because I got all types of things I want to talk about college football.
Top 25. I always miss a lot of changes this week.
Top 25. Yeah, as always, FSU number one, Alabama number two. Not like anything's changed. Oregon three. Mississippi State, TCU, Baylor, Ohio State. That's the sleeper. I'm telling you, you can watch Ohio State play. JT Barrett is awesome.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer, as much as I like to shit on him, is a great coach. Maybe the best in college football right now. Better than Will Muschamp. How does Florida do that? How does Florida just fade away from into oblivion like that? LSU out of the top 25 as well. Georgia's still fighting at 9. UCLA 11, overrated. UCLA will be out of there soon. They're going to lose some. I think USC beats UCLA. You a UCLA fan or USC? Neither.
Yeah, you know.
None of them stuck with you, huh?
No, you know, I've never been a fan of.
Why not?
I mean, I don't know. I guess out of the Pac-12, Oregon's always been my team just because they recruited me. And when I took my trip up there, I was very impressed with them and their organization.
It's weird to me that you never got, you know,
yeah, you know, I have friends who went to both schools. I have friends that, you know, that support both schools. But to be honest with you, I don't really give a damn.
You don't give a damn.
No.
Colorado State 22, just cherry picking now. Colorado State 22, you would think the Colorado State should be good all the time.
Yep.
Good for them. Georgia Tech. I'm a remnant from Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer.
Hey.
Good for them. Running the option at 17. Yeah. Only team that runs a triple option in the top 25, but they're continuously in the top 25. USC finding a way at 24. And Duke still there. I have no reason why. They just lost to Virginia Tech, a team that hasn't even won 5 games this year.
Yep. I'm impressed with Marshall at 18.
Yeah, well, they got the quarterback, and they play a shitbird schedule.
Yeah. But still, who's Marshall?
Oh,
we are Marshall.
That's right. But there's a movie, right? There's a movie as well.
Yep.
Of course, Randy Moss went there, put him on the map. And I didn't see that whole Rand University thing. I want to see it, but I don't have cable. I was somewhere, you know, about Randy Moss. Because to me, Randy Moss.
Yeah.
I just read an article about comparison between Randy Moss and Jerry Rice. I think Randy Moss is the best receiver of all time.
Yeah. Jerry Rice has a cousin who's playing right now. That's really good.
His cousin or nephew or something?
Maybe it is his nephew.
Something like that.
Yeah, maybe I was taking a nap on the couch, and I just remember saying, that was Jerry Rice's so-and-so. Right.
Well, his kid plays.
Okay.
Yeah. His kid's on the team.
Okay.
But, you know, the thing with Jerry Rice is he's in one system his whole career with two Hall of Fame quarterbacks dropping the freaking dime on him. Well, and you know, and then he went to others, you know, his longevity and his work ethic. But everywhere Randy Moss went.
Did he have discipline?
Everywhere, right. Well, he did. I'll give him that. Did Randy Moss have discipline? I don't know. He tried to run over a Meter Maid when he was smoking a joint.
Well, there's difference than an individual discipline than team discipline.
How so?
I don't know. Is there?
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
No, I think it's individual discipline.
Okay.
I think Randy Moss was just bigger and faster than everybody could jump up the building and catch the ball.
Yeah.
You know, the guy tried to run over a Meter Maid while he was smoking a blunt. Jeez, how much discipline can you have?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Especially in light of his career of you know, he got suspended, got thrown out of Notre Dame, got thrown out of Florida State, ended up at Marshall, because everybody knew this guy was ridiculously good. Discipline. But everywhere he went, the quarterbacks had career years. And there was some kind of article with all types of numbers about, you know, bringing up QBR and all that stuff. I don't even know if I can read those articles anymore. Like, that stuff gives me a headache.
Well, there's also a new show on HBO coming out.
About what?
About the NFL and what happens to players, you know, when they retire. And all I know is Brett Favre is in it. And,
yeah, we got
there. But they were all like the at least for the first episode or whatever. I don't know if it's a episodic thing or what, but I just saw a clip on it and it's a new show.
Oh, it's gonna be brutal. They're probably only gonna take an hour to get out of bed.
Yeah,
they're all gonna probably pop 3 or 4 pills to get out of bed.
I mean, Favre looked gray, fat, and beat up.
Yeah, well,
and it was just what, 2 years ago he was still suiting up. 3 years ago,
2010 or 11 was his last season.
Yeah,
and he was really good then too.
I know.
You gotta love Favre. I don't care what anyone says. Favre's got so many haters out there, but he's amazing.
I'm not hating on Favre. I'm just saying he just doesn't, you know, look like he does in those commercials.
Well, yeah. Well, it's like, you know, professional wrestlers. You want to talk about guys who freaking put it all out there all the time.
Yeah.
But ex-professional wrestlers are the hottest living guys of them all because they do it every night.
And they're on the road.
on the road and doing every night. They live in hotels and the falls those guys take. I love it when you talk about professional wrestling. When you talk about professional wrestling, and somebody's like, you know, it's fake, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, really?
You know, it's scripted.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's fake. Yeah. Professional wrestling's fake.
Yeah, but a punch in the face is a punch in the face.
Jumping off, jumping 20 feet in the air, jumping 20 feet in the air and landing. You are landing on something. It's not a.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's a little spring in the floor. But, yeah. You know,
yeah.
What
it's
does
for
that
noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
For anything. Those fools are putting out on the line every freaking day. I'm putting on the line every day.
Coach.
I don't want to go to school tomorrow, kid. I don't want to have to freaking read books and stuff.
I got to get up like at 10 tomorrow.
What do you got to do? Nothing? You going to go to the school?
I got to get up and work on my script.
What are you writing a script about? Football?
For my documentary in Europe.
Ah. Yeah. Talk about it for a minute. What is that going to be about?
Well,
you got 1 minute.
Basically,
go.
Okay. Basically, when I went to Italy and Milan in 2011, I got inspired to use my education, which is in television and broadcasting and whatnot, and produce a show based on the people who play American football in Europe.
Like, what was that book by?
Playing for Pizza.
Playing for Pizza, yeah.
Gresham?
Gresham. John Gresham. Gresham.
Yeah.
Who since passed away, right?
I'm not sure. I just know that he spent a lot of time in Parma, Italy. So that inspired him to write about the Parma and the Bologna teams and their road to the Italian Super Bowl, which was fiction or nonfiction. I don't remember. I just know that it was loosely or very tightly based on my friend Mike's team in Bologna.
Mike Wood?
Yeah. So
what are you going to do with it? What's the story you're going to tell?
Well, the story I'm going to tell is basically, it's just going to be a documentary about the people who play American football. You know, it's not just going to focus on the Americans who go over there and play, but on the Nationals and what they do, you know, because it's a club to them.
And they're kind of misfits, right?
I mean, some of them are, you know, you got some of the soccer hooligans that play and stuff and guys that are kind of troublemakers, but then you got some normal dudes too, you know, but it definitely, there's a lot of characters on every team.
Yeah.
You know, so it's already registered legally, so don't try to steal my idea.
What do you mean, with the name or?
Just the whole idea.
Yeah. I'm gonna pick up and go to Europe.
People listening right now go, ooh, I could have thought of that, but I'm registered with the Writers Guild of America, and I have, like, you know.
You sent an envelope to yourself?
No, yeah. I did it. I spent the $9 or whatever it was at the WGA, so. But no, it's, I wanted to focus on the teams that I've coached, and then I have a friend who's a Hall of Famer over there that I want to focus on him, who's going to be the head coach of a team in Aix-en-Provence.
Was that
near Marseille, the south of France?
Really?
Yeah. So I mean, wouldn't you want to go to the south of France for 2-3 weeks or a month and just film and hang out? And
of course,
you know,
isn't it's amazing that culture? There's a huge American football culture over there. I know you know. And you've introduced me to it.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Only the people that play it and are really passionate about it know about it.
Right.
So it would be a show that would be not only shown here in the U.S., but it'd be shown in Europe too.
Yeah.
And to promote the sport.
Like the NFL and football need any more promotion, but
well, you know, just people don't know that it's out there and you can play and how easy it is to sign up. You know, you just got to pay for your own equipment and
really, they'll just buy their own helmets.
Yeah, there's stores all over Europe that specializes in football equipment. There was a place in Denmark about an hour north of us.
What a fucking! Oh, I'm snoozing, man. I'm asleep at the wheel all the time. Why can't I just go over there and open up a football equipment? Yeah, but I'll sell you shoulder pads, kid.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yep.
Get the cheapest shoulder pad you can find. Yep. Undercut everybody involved. Like, hey, kid. Yep. What's like these? Come here. Yep. Hey, what are you buying?
Like the dude in the white van selling speakers.
Yeah, right? I'm selling football equipment. Yep. I can snatch it from my team right now. Yep. Like, every year, take 10. What? Hey.
Yep.
And I'm gonna fucking funnel them over to freaking Finland. Oh, enough fun in Finland. That's it, kid.
Another great week, Coach.
It goes by fast.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, I'll try to come back as often as I can.
Follow us on Twitter at Hot Yards LA. That's about it.
Oh, real quick, we need to make new business cards.
Yeah.
Because it just has the Hard Yards, and then it has the little thing on the back that you scan with your phone. Yeah. But it's got to have, like, you know, Skid Row Studios / you know. So I put some up in the laundromat I go to.
Takes it right to the site. Simple is better. It's always what I believe.
Yep.
Simple is better.
All right.
That's it. I'm the coach. We're out of here. Hit it.